You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It's a Tuesday afternoon. Don Day is here to take a look at the weather forecast. Don, thanks for taking the time. Let's start in the Midwest. Farmers last week moved really quickly in the state of Illinois, state of Iowa, state of Minnesota, even in Indiana to put corn in the ground. Some soybeans went in fairly quickly, too. Things got slowed down over the past couple of days. Tell me about the rainfall and where it was, how long it'll keep them out of the field, you suppose.
Well, I'm glad the folks did able to make some progress because it is a wet forecast. As we look ahead, the next 1 to 2 weeks, we're going to have plenty of opportunities for getting wet, especially in the western and central plains, but expanding into the western and northwestern corn belt. And then a series of systems will be moving on through that will keep the weather pattern moist for the most part. We're looking at rainfall amounts heaviest in the western areas. So we're talking amounts of rain that are probably going to be 1 to 2 inches up to 3 inches across portions of Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, portions of Missouri. We could see 2 to 3 inch rains over most of Illinois, northern and northwest Indiana, northern Ohio, and some decent rains also. We'll finally get up into portions of Minnesota, as well as South Dakota and southern areas of North Dakota. Now, I do see opportunities in between the shower and thunderstorm systems coming through where there could be some opportunities to get in and get some work done. But the frequency of precipitation is going to be about every 2 or 3 days.
Well and good. Farmers will be concerned about what they have left to put in the ground. They may very well be concerned about how hard some of these rains might be and their ability to get a crop out of the ground or emergence. Are these gentle type rainfalls? Or I know that's much harder to predict, but it's going to be tough.
Well, yeah, I mean, gentle rains in the spring, yeah, they happen, but you always have to be on the lookout for the heavier thunderstorms. I think that the risk of those heavier downpours that could wash seeds out of the ground, more likely in the western areas where the rain's going to be falling in the wheat areas where they would like to see it, and it won't be as much of a factor, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas. If there's going to be those heavier downpours, I would keep an eye on Missouri, portions of Nebraska, northeastern Kansas, as well as southern Iowa.
Okay, thanks, Don. I appreciate it.
Gentle rains. I love that.
You want a gentle rain because, man, if you cross that thing over and you've got beans in, you break their necks coming out of the ground, they won't bother to come up. They just don't. If you get a really hard kind of packing rain, it puts a crust on top of the soil.
I could definitely see that. This is just an amazing time of year, though, where people want rain and they don't.
Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with us.
Thank you.
That, of course, is Don Day of Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming, joining us here on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report. You can hear him again anytime you'd like on our website. The address is willag.org. We'll post all of our agricultural programming in its entirety at the website not long after it airs on our radio stations. And in fact, for Commodity Week, it goes up before it ever airs on any of our radio stations. Commodity Week is our weekly look at the agricultural industry. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.